Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shipra and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Verses 15 through 22, Exodus chapter 1. Then looking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 139, beginning at verse 1. Psalm 139, starting at verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You've hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed me, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Verses 1 through 16, Psalm 139. Thank you again, Father, for the power, the wisdom, the guidance, the counsel in your word. And Lord, thank you for the fact that your word is a book full of life. It's full of grace. It's full of mercy. It's full of light. It's full of peace. And so, so much more. Your word teaches us what's right, what's wrong, what honors you and what doesn't honor you. Thank you for the guidance, the counsel, the wisdom, the strength that flows from your word. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to fill our hearts and our minds with your word daily and walk in its wisdom, its power, and its glory. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your promises. Thank you so much for how you reveal you know us so deeply and so intimately. Heavenly Father, there's not a trial or a struggle we go through that you aren't there watching over us. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the strength that you've already given us, for the ways out that you've already provided. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all the ways forward you're going to provide as well. Heavenly Father, you are our hiding place, our stronghold, and our protector. We want to right now hide in you. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Many of you may recall the name of the pregnancy ministry that the Lord led my wife, Birdie, and I to begin. It's called the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center, and it serves in the Mississippi Delta, serves three key communities that they serve in. This ministry serves in the Delta are the Greenwood, Mississippi community, the Greenville, Mississippi community, and the Mississippi Valley State University, all in the Delta, as well as surrounding communities around those places as well. And it's many years in the making, but the Lord blessed the ministry to come forward. He birthed the ministry, and it was our privilege to be a part of that. And our second, our daughter was the original director, but the next director that stepped into that role is a very special young lady by the name of Dana Clunan. And today is our privilege to have her for the first time on this broadcast to share about herself and her role and the work she does with the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry. So, Dana, how are you today?
Good.
All right. Great to have you with us today. And I want to ask you, Dana, would you take a moment to further introduce yourself? And then we'd like to dive in and let you share about your journey in coming to work with the ministry and the work that you do presently as serving as the executive director for the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center.
Yes. So, as you said, my name is Dana Clunan. I am a pastor's wife, a mother of two, homeschool mom. I do pretty much everything, it feels like. And so I was introduced into this role as actually an administrative assistant about 3 years ago and was able to become the assistant and learned a lot through that. And then when Elizabeth did step away from executive director, I learned a little bit more and went to training and decided that I really felt led to be the executive director. So here I am.
And of course, we're very grateful, very grateful to the Lord that you did step into that role. One of the things that Bertie and I have come to see it is that the Lord has clearly called you to this place of ministry and service, and we're very grateful to have you as a critically important part of the team as the director for the ministry. So would you just take a moment now to further tell our listeners, I tell you, before we do that, would you pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear what the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to just share about this ministry and the work that we do, Lord, for your kingdom. And Lord, I just ask you for every listener that is listening to this broadcast this morning, Lord, to just have listening ears and an open heart to learn more about this organization and ways that they could possibly help this organization, but also how they can help their own communities through pregnancy organizations there. And just thank you again for allowing us to come together to just strengthen each other and to just build your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Dana, to start off, if someone was to say to you, Dana, what is a pregnancy clinic? What is a pregnancy care center? Would you share with them? How would you respond to that question?
So basically, a pregnancy center is going to be a place where women and families, because we also have fathers that come on, they are able to come there, and we provide them with free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds, and resources for their pregnancy. If they are abortion vulnerable, we also provide statistics and facts about abortion before they make a life-altering decision. So pregnancy centers are basically just there for women, for preborn babies, and for all of the family to just help them understand more and to help them have more of a healthy start to their pregnancy.
All right. And of course, many of our listeners would know what a pregnancy ministry is, but then there are many who may not as well. And in particular, too, our ministry happens to be a mobile pregnancy ministry. If someone was to step on the mobile unit, can you share with them, what would they see on the mobile unit?
So our mobile unit is like an RV where we have, of course, the driver's seat and the passenger seat, but it is stripped on the inside where we have right behind those seats a couch for our clients to sit on and also another small little chair if they are more comfortable being by themselves. So when you step onto the mobile unit, that's the first thing you see are the comfort of being able just to sit where you want to, and we sit beside them or across from them and just have those valuable conversations with them. And then as you go through the back, of course, you have your restroom. And then at the very back of the mobile unit is our ultrasound room, where it is very secluded and plenty of doors to offer privacy and things. And we have TVs set up back there in the ultrasound room as well as up front, so that during the ultrasound, mom can see the ultrasound being performed, as well as family up front can see the ultrasound too while they are sitting there waiting.
All right. And we're coming up on a break, and so we'll let you pick up on the other side of the break. But I want to ask, share with our listeners the website briefly if they'd like to get in touch or learn more about the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry.
Yes, our website is www.deltapchc.org.
Repeat that one more time.
www.deltapchc.org.
All right. And let me say to all of our listeners, one of the things we'd like to challenge and encourage every single listener about today too is prayerfully find your local pregnancy ministry, wherever it might be. Find out where it is. And also make it your goal also to be to pray. We'd encourage you, pray daily for the ministry, because every pregnancy ministry deals with a lot of spiritual warfare. The reality is the warfare around the life issue is tragically intense in our culture, whether people perceive that or not. So they need your prayers. But find your local pregnancy ministry. We'd encourage you, pray daily for them, but also pray about becoming a financial supporter as well. Pray about becoming a volunteer, because these ministries really need lots and lots of volunteers as well as financial support as well. And, you know, some pregnancy ministries are well supported, but quite a few of them, sadly, too often aren't so well supported. And in fact, too many seem to operate on kind of what you might call a shoestring budget. So we would encourage you as an individual believer, and prayerfully consider just approaching your local church about supporting your local pregnancy ministry, because they very much do need your prayer. So hope that you will take the time to do that to them. Now, Dana, I'm going to go ahead and share a question, and you'll probably need to answer most of it on the other side of the break, though. But what would you say is the mission behind the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center?
Well, there are two sides to me for the mission on the mobile unit itself. One of our missions is to meet women and families where they are with compassion and support and the hope of Christ. And our other mission is to be the voice for the voiceless, because many of these women think that their preborn child that's in their womb is just cells, and this is usually within the first 6 to 12 weeks. And we show them with the ultrasound that there is life in their womb. So those are our missions, are to be there for mom, but also be there for the baby that's not allowed to speak.
All right, and we'll pick up there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Dana Clunan. She's the Executive Director for the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, a ministry serving in the Mississippi Delta. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard a love song that set your spirit free? Have you ever watched a sun? What if it's him? What with a stranger who already knew your name. What if it's him? What if it's God speaking?
Music of Mandisa singing God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Dana Clonan. She's the executive director of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center, a ministry serving in the Mississippi Delta. Dana, one more time, if someone would like to get in touch with the ministry or learn more about it or would like to prayerfully consider supporting the ministry financially, what's that website?
The website will be www.deltapchc.org.
All righty. Dana, before you go further sharing more about the work of the ministry, can you share maybe a testimony, a story that helps illustrate why ministries like this, our ministry, is such an important instrument in the hands of the Holy Spirit?
Yes. So one testimony that really comes to mind every time that I'm asked about testimonies is, we call it the I Am Alive baby. And this mother came onto the mobile unit. She was wanting to know about the risks and procedures of abortion. And she wanted to know all of these before she made her decision. We were able to perform an ultrasound on her. And she had a beautiful 10-week little baby growing inside of her. And during this whole ultrasound, which normally at this age, the babies aren't moving a whole lot, but you can see the heartbeat, this baby was moving their little arm buds around and their little leg buds. And it was honestly as if that baby was telling this mother, I am alive. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I have a heartbeat. And just the change of the mother's face when she saw her baby moving around, and it wasn't just a clump of cells as she thought it was, that was just an amazing testimony itself. She walked away choosing life for that baby, and she updates us frequently about how life is going with her baby now. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know about how old that baby is now?
That baby is going to be most likely about 5 or 6 months old now.
Okay. Okay then. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. And Dana, would you take a moment now specifically to pray for moms who might find themselves in a similar place like this mom who is pregnant at a tough time and who's maybe has been considering abortion but just really is undecided? Would you pray for those moms right now?
Absolutely. Dear Lord, we just come to you right now just lifting up those mothers who are facing unplanned pregnancies, Lord, and fear in their hearts and uncertainty. Lord, we just ask you to just comfort them in a way that only you can, Lord, and show them that they are not alone, that they are heard, that their feelings are valid. But Lord, also show them that they can have hope during the hopelessness. And Lord, just allow them to see that there are resources out there that will help them, that will help them through all of their thoughts and their decisions, Lord, and not to judge them, but just to give them hope and comfort and peace, that only you can give through these organizations. And Lord, just please just allow them to open their hearts to the idea of reaching out to somebody and just talking, not to make a decision right now, but just to make a decision when the time comes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I do thank you. Thank you for the church. And Lord, thank you for the many ways that often the church will come alongside pregnancy ministries, support them with their prayers, with their finances, support them with sending volunteers. And Lord, thank you for the many ways the church can do these things and even more. Move upon the church more and more to see the vital need for us to be very much involved with supporting and working with pregnancy ministries to help women know that they're not alone, that they're not forsaken, that these ministries so many times come alongside, love them, encourage them, and walk with them through pregnancies and bless them and help them to see it's not the end of the world to be pregnant, even at difficult times in life. Lord, thank you for the many ways the church can help. More and more stir us as the church to do all you would have us to do to be supporting these ministries in the communities where they are. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, Dana, as an executive director of a pregnancy ministry, why would you say there's such a great need for pregnancy resource centers in our culture today?
So many women feel scared or alone, and that's a lot of what we hear on our mobile unit. So with pregnancy resource centers, we offer a safe place for information and for help and support at no cost. Everything that we do as a pregnancy resource center is completely free to these women and to these families. And we have the hard conversations where there's no judgment there. We're strictly there to figure out why they feel the way they feel and how can we help in their situations. These women just need a listening ear.
And, you know, that's so important at a difficult time like that. And so praise God just for the many ways God and the Holy Spirit uses the pregnancy ministries to let them know again that they have someone walking with them through at this time. Well, tell me, would you say, Dana, what are some challenges you certainly are currently facing, you know, your ministry, but also pregnancy ministries as a whole? What would you say are some of the biggest challenges that you face today?
So like many ministries, we are a nonprofit organization. So all of our needs for these women, we can only get with the help of supporters. And we need continued financial support and volunteers and prayer. We've repeatedly seen God provide through faithful churches and donors and things. But it is a challenge to make sure that you are there for these women at any point that they need. And that's why support truly, truly matters.
And, you know, I appreciate you mentioning that too, Dana. The fact is, I recall some years ago, I was in touch with a young lady that was a part of a pregnancy ministry in a part of our state that probably is one of, if not the busiest pregnancy ministry in the state of Mississippi. It's located near Memphis, Tennessee, which of course is a large metropolitan area on the other side of the border. But they're located basically in Mississippi, but a suburb sort of Memphis. I remember talking to her about their ministry, and I asked about the financial support she got from local churches, and she'd mentioned that they'd had some sort of survey. They shared about some sort of survey they'd had where there were 500 or so churches in their kind of surrounding community. And I asked, how many churches support you financially? And she just sort of had sort of a pitiful little chuckle, and she said, 13. And how tragic that is, because I'm of the opinion that it would be wise if churches, every church in a given county would decide they would become a supporter of their local pregnancy ministry, because pregnancy ministries are an extension of the church. You know, they're doing, we're doing the work of the church by reaching out, sharing the gospel, doing the work of discipleship, as well as loving moms in tough places. So again, I would encourage every listener, prayerfully consider getting involved with finding your local pregnancy ministry, praying about becoming a monthly supporter, a consistent supporter, or if it has to be, if it's better for you to do a one-time gift, a generous one-time gift, but also pray daily for the ministry. They need your prayers, and consider volunteering. So again, I do appreciate you pointing that out, Dana, too. What would you say, for example, you'd mentioned about volunteers earlier. Why are volunteers so important for a pregnancy ministry?
Volunteers are honestly the way that we can continue doing what we do on the mobile unit. On our mobile unit, we have volunteer advocates that are there weekly or bi-weekly, and they are there to help. They offer to do the pregnancy test, or they will help talk to the clients or anything. But we also have volunteers that help manage our mobile unit. So those are called pit crew volunteers. And those volunteers, they make sure the oil is ready, that we have fuel in the gas tank, and they make sure everything is perfect so that we can go and do. So volunteers are very crucial to keeping any ministry continuing to run and just having that support with them.
Okay. Well, if say someone was to say to you, Dana, I'd really consider becoming a volunteer with a pregnancy ministry, but I just don't know that I really have any skills to do that. How would you respond to that statement?
I feel like if the Lord is laying it on your heart to volunteer, then you don't necessarily have to have skills to do it. If it's something that the Lord is asking you to do, He will provide everything that is needed in that moment.
Mm. And sometimes it ends up being on-the-job training, but they can learn how to do so many things. And, you know, as believers, I think it's important for us to understand that when God calls us to do something, as you just alluded to, God has all kinds of ways to help us learn how to do it. And so going through training and going through the work of just simply just watching someone else do it until you become proficient. But the fact is, many pregnancy ministries, as you've pointed out, really use volunteers a lot and need volunteers. And so prayerfully, we hope that every listener will consider the possibility of becoming a volunteer at your local pregnancy ministry specifically. Well, Dana, share with us, though, as far as the ultrasound, why would you say it's so important for moms, especially those that are considering abortion? Why is it so important for them to see the ultrasound?
When they see the ultrasound, they go back there with a million thoughts running through their mind. You can read their face immediately. And they're laying there getting the ultrasound done, and there's so much fear on their face. And then when you see that baby on the screen and you see the heart flicker, because that's one thing that we always point out to our clients is the little heart beating on the screen because it's visible. And when they see that, the ultrasound is showing them that there is a life growing in their womb. A lot of times these other companies, they tell them that, you know, a baby doesn't have a heartbeat until this certain amount of time and things like that. And they basically downplay how a baby forms in the womb. And so seeing the ultrasound firsthand at how formed your baby is at just 6 weeks or even at 5 weeks, sometimes we can see, these women are seeing that there is a life there. and they have a decision to make. And most of the time we see the women kind of relax and their face kind of ease up, and they don't have a million questions anymore. They're solely focused on that heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate you sharing that. And, it's beautiful and powerful to consider how the Holy Spirit will use the picture of the ultrasound to touch the heart of a mom who, as you've spoken of, sometimes may be hardened to the idea of keeping the baby or just kind of on the fence. But somehow or another, the Holy Spirit reaches through that ultrasound picture and just speaks to her heart and lets her know that's your baby. And you should keep your baby. And so many messages and encouragement comes through that. And just the ways the Holy Spirit uses the ultrasound is just wonderful. So we'll pick up there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Dana Clunan. She's the executive director of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, our pregnancy ministry that serves, our mobile unit pregnancy ministry that serves in the Mississippi Delta. We'll be right back.
Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as
the music of Toby Mac. Speak life. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're privileged to have as our phone guest today Dana Clunan. She's the executive director for the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, a mobile medical pregnancy ministry serving in the Mississippi Delta. Dana, do you have another story, a testimonial you can share with us that illustrates why ministries like pregnancy ministries are so important?
Absolutely. So a couple of years ago, we had a client that came in, and she was 29 years old. She had three kids, and she actually, her youngest one was one, had just turned 1 year old. And she found out that she was pregnant again. And she immediately thought about having an abortion. And she reached out to us because she just wanted to know the facts and everything and how abortions happen and different procedures and things, because we have information. And we got her on the mobile unit and talked to her and figured out different things of why she was thinking abortion. She was a full-time student out of college, and, you know, with three kids and the youngest one being only one, it was a lot to handle for her. And we took her back there to the ultrasound, and she said that when she saw the baby moving around and hearing the heartbeat of her baby, it made her second-guess herself. And she chose life, and she talked about how when she was further along in her pregnancy and feeling the baby's movements and things, it made her rethink about when she thought about abortion and how she really did have this life growing in her. And she has a beautiful little girl now that is about 2 years old.
And, you know, Dana, I appreciate you sharing that additional story. And it's just a reminder that time and time again, so many times when moms that are abortion-minded they come on the unit and they see the ultrasound and choose life, then so many times they end up with a perspective, how in the world could I ever thought about, could I have ever thought about aborting this beautiful little girl or little boy? And so mm-hmm. grateful that they chose life for their babies. Yet so many times it's harder for them to see the joy of the child. Obviously, when they're under pressure, the baby hasn't been born and they haven't really seen the child as of yet. So again, praise God for how that he uses, again, the ultrasound as well as the ministry as a whole and individuals like yourself and people in pregnancy ministries all over the community that are there to encourage moms to choose life. So, well, would you share with our listeners too, Dana, sometimes the man, it might be a boyfriend or a husband that may come along as well. Why is it important for him to see the ultrasound as well?
A lot of times in these relationships that we see, the woman leans on the man for her decision. In our intake form process, that's one of the questions that we ask is, does the father know that you could be, that you are pregnant? And they mark yes. And then the next question is, do they support it? And sometimes they mark yes, sometimes they mark no. And so having the father or the male figure come onto the mobile unit to see the ultrasound and to go through the whole process with her, she has that support there with him, but also he's allowed to see firsthand the heartbeat and hear the heartbeat, because we always let them listen to the heartbeat as well. They're allowed to see it together and make that decision together. Ultimately, it is the woman's decision. Legally, the woman is the only one that can make that decision. But a lot of times, the men are going to be the reason they either keep baby or have an abortion. So we definitely encourage these men to come onto the mobile unit and see it for themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so helpful, I think, for many listeners to learn that, because a lot of people don't realize that men really are the engines behind so many abortions, because just to the point mm-hmm. that you just alluded to, in spite of what the law says, many times the woman may be either on the fence or she wants to keep her baby. But if she finds out that the father of the baby doesn't want the child, many times she will change her mind and do exactly what he says. And how tragic that is when that happens. But the fact is, the ultrasound, again, many times is a wonderful tool that the Holy Spirit uses to change the mind of the dad as well as the mom. Again, praise God just for the way the Holy Spirit uses that tool as well. But tell me, Dana, what would you most want every listener to remember about the kind of work that pregnancy ministries do? What would you like to share with listeners?
Every life has value, from womb to death. Every person deserves compassion, and hope is always available. And I love the phrase that individually we are only one drop, but together we are an ocean, and we were created for such a time as this.
I appreciate, thank you for sharing that. That's powerful too. So, well, what would you say, what has been maybe one of the most rewarding moments you've experienced as the director of the pregnancy ministry?
Well, I think just seeing women know that they can do the unplanned. It's not something that they may have thought their life was, you know, going to be, but to see the hope that they do have, and to be able to be a part of that, and to be able to pray with them and love them and listen to them, and just being God's hands and feet here on earth, that's the most rewarding thing.
That's good. Thank you. Well, what would you say to, what has God taught you personally through serving in the ministry in the capacity you're serving in today?
Well, God has taught me to trust His faithfulness and to love people well and to listen carefully. He's the one who changes lives. We are just there to be a part of it. And we couldn't do this without Him. So He has just taught me to love well and listen harder. So.
You know, I do appreciate the fact that you do send to we who make up the board, you send out prayer concerns each week. And I remember not too long ago, you'd let us know about a situation where the father in this particular situation had let the let his girlfriend know that that if she didn't abort, that their relationship would be over. And of course, that's tragic. Mm-hmm. Anytime you hear that, because again, that's his child. But sad that when they're in that position. What would you say, how would you invite people to pray about situations like that and related ones? Because again, the prayers of God's people is so important as it relates to the work of pregnancy ministries. How would you advise people to pray?
Pray for God to use you, for God to intervene. And if they do have an abortion, continue praying for them, because a lot of them have mental health problems after an abortion, and men and women, and they just need prayer in general, just to seek God's will and for the Lord to intervene on their life and their thoughts and also just their heart. So.
All right. Well, if someone was to say to this to you, Dana, well, I thought that abortion was illegal in Mississippi, so why is that an issue? How would you respond to that question?
Abortion is illegal in Mississippi, but what we have learned with several of our clients is that abortion pills are very easily accessible online. They can order them online. They have no idea what they're getting. And the mail is not seen. You know, they don't really track the mail as much. But, they can order them online very easily. But we always tell them, you have no idea what you're getting in that mail. So let's not do that. So it is illegal, but of course, people know how to get around it.
That's right. A sad reality, though, but that's true. So, well, share one more time. If someone would like to give to support the work of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, tell them how they could do that.
You can go to www.deltapchc.org. And you can click the donate button up at the top of that website page, and it will take you to our donate page where you can donate online, you can mail in a donation, or we even have a piece on there for Mississippi business owners if you would like more information on tax credit and things like that. So encourage you to visit that and just look around.
All right. And yeah, we would encourage every listener to prayerfully consider giving financially, as well as becoming a prayer partner with the ministry. But again, along with that, we clearly want to encourage you, please, please find your local pregnancy ministry and pray about becoming a prayer partner with them, praying for them. They need your prayers, but also a financial supporter of your local pregnancy ministry, whether you give an ongoing monthly gift, whether you give a single gift. But choose, please prayerfully choose to become a supporter, because they need your support, your prayers, as well as your finances. So we hope you'll consider doing just that. But thank you so much, Dana, for being with us today, and keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you.
And as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Today is a good day, a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step and give your life to Christ, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent of all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in the Word of God, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. Help me to read your Word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to live and follow you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. We'd like to connect with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please get in touch with us. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that'll help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Again, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. And once again, if you'd like to learn more about the work of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, that website, deltapchc.org. Please pray much for this ministry. And again, find your local pregnancy ministry. Get behind it with your prayers and your finances. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.